created with free version for non-commercial use.
Module 7. Sore throat, strep throat. Although neither a sore throat nor strep throat feel good, it is important to know the difference between the two, so that proper treatment is administered in order to get better. Let's take a look at what they have in common and what's different. How it spreads. Viral sore throat. A sore throat can have many causes. What is causing the sore throat will determine whether or not it is contagious. Pharyngitis, more commonly known as a sore throat, can be due to a virus or bacteria. The virus can travel in the air via droplets from coughs and sneezes. It can also attach itself to the unwashed hands of a person who has come in contact with these fluids. Strep throat. Strep throat, also known as Group A streptococcus, is caused by bacteria and can easily spread to others through air droplets and the sharing of food and beverages. Strep throat is more severe than a sore throat caused by a virus.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.
It can lead to complications, such as a kidney disorder called glomerulonephritis or rheumatic fever. It can also cause infection in other parts of the body. Symptoms. Viral sore throat. With a sore throat, the most common symptom is pain when swallowing. Others include a throat that is red in color, scratchy throat, hoarseness, red eyes, dry cough, runny or stuffy nose. Strep throat. Pain when swallowing and a red throat are also seen in a strep throat, but it may be more severe. Additionally, general feelings of malaise, fever, headache, body aches, enlarged tonsils, lymph nodes that are swollen and or tender. Treatment. Viral sore throat. Since this is caused by a virus, antibiotics would not be useful in treating it. Sore throats are typically treated with medications that help ease the symptoms until the virus makes its way out of the body, which is usually in a week. Some remedies. Rest. Drink a lot of water. Drinking warm liquids. Acetaminophen. Ibuprofen. Throat lozenges or sprays. Gargling with salt water. Strep throat. An antibiotic is necessary to rid the body of the bacteria that is causing this illness. Usually, within 2 to 3 days of taking the antibiotic, you will see a remarkable reduction of symptoms. Even though you may not feel any pain, it is important to take the medicine as prescribed in order to completely remove the bacteria. Prevention. As with many illnesses, it may be impossible to prevent infection, but you can lessen exposure to others by doing these things. For strep throat, stay out of work for at least 24 hours after starting your antibiotic. Cover your mouth when coughing and sneezing. Frequently wash your hands, especially after blowing nose.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.
In the break room, separate from your coworkers. Also, thoroughly wash them. Promptly dispose of used tissues. Case study. Kayla set up an appointment with her doctor because she was having a sore throat. After determining her sore throat was due to strep throat, Kayla's doctor called in a prescription for an antibiotic. Kayla immediately picked up the medication and took her first dose. She then went back to work. She explained to Mary, her supervisor, that she had strep throat, but was no longer contagious because she started her antibiotic. Mary explained to her that she was likely still contagious because it hadn't been 24 hours since she started taking the medicine. Kayla called her doctor and confirmed this was true. Kayla left for the rest of the day and took off the next day so she didn't spread the illness to her coworkers.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.